This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into another episode of the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. I am Ryan Wormley, joined as I am every Friday by Dr. Chow. He is the injury expert. I am just a fantasy guy. So we will jump right into some of the injuries here heading into week three. Dr. Chow, I want to start with Jerry Jeudy. Came down really hard. It turned out to be a rib injury in that game on Sunday. He did not practice. Do you think there's any chance we see him on Sunday? And if we do, how limited would he be?
Yeah, by video. And by the way, thanks for working with me on time between cases and the craziness. And there might be background noise between surgeries here. But look, by video, based on my experience and that of the panel at Sports Injury Central, SICScore.com. In game, we indicated it was we were told by the Broncos it was shoulder. We were hoping for AC where he could return versus SC, no collarbone fracture. And then after the game, it became ribs, and now it's ribs / sternum. It's clearly the SC joint, sternoclavicular joint. And this is what Tyreek Hill had in 2019 or whatever it was. He had a more severe form, missed 4 or 5 games, something like that, had a mini procedure. Jerry Jeudy's is not that bad, but it is very painful. There is no way that he can or will play without an injection into the SC joint. Look, so he did not play. He did not return to play. Right now, DNP doesn't surprise anybody. You know, look, either today he's going to be, you know, ruled out of the game or listed as questionable, you know, but it's not a full go. It's not impossible to play with an injection, but we'll have to see. Right at this point, as a fantasy guy, you're the expert. You got to have alternate options, right? Because you cannot count on him going to play. Now, if he does play and take the injection, he can be relatively effective. But then again, without being in all the practice and the game planning and what have you, you got to figure his targets are limited. So I think you need to look for other options if you have good ones and you can suggest them, you know, for people, which obviously makes me, I'm never happy about injury, but in my one fantasy league, I do have Cortland Sutton. So that might be good for me this week.
Yeah, I was going to say Sutton certainly got a lot of targets once Jeudy was out last week. So you would expect to see that again. Another wide receiver who hasn't practiced this week, this time for a concussion, Hunter Renfrow. Do you think he's something where we're going to see him pass the protocol and play on Sunday?
Well, we got to see some progress today. We don't have the injury reports yet for Friday. And then remember, they played on Monday, so he's a day shorter than normal. And the concussion was the last play of the game, basically. And he's been DNP. If he does not get to LP, he will not play. If he gets to LP, it's still no guarantee. He's still got to get cleared on, get an FP on Saturday and get cleared. And I don't remember, are the Raiders playing in Las Vegas or they're on the road? I'm not sure, but that sometimes factors in too, because you got to get clearance before you get on the plane. But at this point, it's looking iffy for Hunter Renfrow.
Another player with rib issues, seems like that's been a really common injury so far this year for whatever reason. Alvin Kamara, who did not play in week 2, do you expect that he'll be back on the field for week 3?
Well, here's the deal. And look, we have a great partnership with Fantasy Pros and Sports Injury Central. We have some videos where Alvin Kamara has a rib fracture, rib cartilage fracture. So does Justin Herbert. And so if you go to the articles in the, at sicscore.com, you'll see Alvin Kamara did not play last week. In order for him to play this week, he's going to need to take the rib intercostal block injection to numb it, because it's not just about hitting, it's about twisting and turning. Same with Justin Herbert. Very hard to play through, very painful because of the muscles that are attached. It's not just a matter of getting hit wearing a flak jacket. It's the twisting and turning that you need to do as a quarterback and as a running back. So the answer is, unless he takes a rib intercostal block injection, the answer is probably no for Kamara this week. And it's definitely no for Justin Herbert if he doesn't, but I believe he will. And he's been trying to practice, et cetera.
Yeah, and speaking of Herbert, his top target, Keenan Allen, has been limited with the hamstring injury. Obviously, he missed week two. We saw Mike Williams step up in a big way in his absence. Do you think there's a chance that Allen is back on the field in week three?
Allen's getting close. I think it's possible for Allen. He's getting close. Hamstring, he's trying to practice, and hopefully he can get it done.
Another player, James Conner, who it seems like it's going to be a game time decision. He had the ankle injury in week two. Again, limited practice here throughout the week. Do you think Conner, if he's on the field, is going to be effective playing through that ankle injury?
Marginally. Now, if it were last year, whereas Chase Edmonds 1A, 1B, I don't think he plays. But this year, maybe he's going to try and give it a go. It's a little different circumstance. We didn't see a significant ankle injury. It's not multi-weeks, but the question is, how effective can he be if he tries to play?
Just a couple more players here. J.K. Dobbins obviously still hasn't played yet this year. This is now his second straight week of actually practicing fully. John Harbaugh, just a few moments before we sat down to record this, was saying that there's some parameters we want to see him hit. He'll play when he's ready, being very cagey as the way Harbaugh usually is. Do you think, just gut feeling or whatever we can know, that Dobbins will play on Sunday?
I think you need another option. I do not believe he will play on Sunday. It's probably October before he plays. Look, I'm not dissing J.K. Dobbins. He has made a fantastic recovery from an ACL, LCL, biceps, femoris, hamstring, and meniscus. It just was more than an ACL, and he's still not there yet. He still limps around. Yes, I get he's full practice, but I get this as Fantasy Pros. But before the season, we're saying, don't draft Dobbins. At least, look, at some round, he's going to be draftable, but not in his normal slot. And even on our sick picks at our site, we're like, we advised everybody to take the under 875 yards for the future for the season on Dobbins, because we figured he'd miss a handful of games.
Final player here, a guy that we talked about last week, Michael Pittman. You were very pessimistic on our show last week and ended up being proven correct when he was ruled out by Saturday. He's got the quad injury, obviously. He was limited in practice this week. I believe he did practice today on Friday. But coming off of missing week two, do you think we're going to see him back on the field in week three?
Do I think he'll be back on the field? I think he may indeed be back on the field. Will he be 100%? No. I think it's out of need. Everyone knows Pittman's the guy there. And, you know, they needed him. And the Colts have their backs to the wall almost at this early point of the season. So I think he's going to give it a go. But, you know, how effective is the question? Pittman is another guy that I drafted in the season, and I'm probably going to play him because, you know, what's the other option? He's still Michael Pittman, even though we have to be a little guarded as to what. For fantasy, I think you almost have to unless you have a better option. For DFS, I might stay away, right?
Yeah, it's hard to say that the Colts don't need him when they just got shut out by the Jaguars when he wasn't on the field. He's Dr. Chow at Pro Football Doc on Twitter. I'm Ryan Wormley. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And remember to stay on top of all the latest injury news throughout the week. Check out our Fantasy News and Scores app, available on both the App Store and Google Play. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.